it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like he's going to need surgery. We're still working through all the details of that, what that timeline is going to look like. We're 2-0, and we've got a lot of great energy right now. There's a lot of things that we can clean up with our football team to be better going forward. We have not put our best foot forward yet, and so that's what's exciting is that we found a way to be 2-0 right now, and we still haven't even played our best football collectively. So the goal this week is find a way to go on the road and be 3-0, and I know our guys are chomping at the bit for that opportunity.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The voice of Cincinnati Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor. You know how, like, it's really young people use this phrase? I'm like, I don't know. I'm still kind of, I guess I'm not, I'm 42. Copium. When you're coping after something, you try and justify something. And try and, like, spin it into a positive. You're coping. You're inhaling copium. That was like, if you've ever, and I had, that's the first time I've heard that audio today. If you've ever seen the movie Scarface, this is like when Al Pacino, as Tony Montana, puts his face into a pile of cocaine that looks like it could be like dusting the North Pole, and just puts his whole face in it. That's Zach Taylor with the copium, with that quote. Joe Burrow's out for the season, also we're 2-0. And we're really excited for next week with Jake Browning. I mean, I don't know, what's he supposed to say? Like, yeah, like it's over? Like, I understand where he's coming from, just, I mean, wow. Like the copium there. The fourth best quarterback or the fifth best quarterback in the league. Yeah, he's done until maybe Christmas, possibly later. But hey, we just beat the Jaguars. So all's well. Boy. Joe Burrow, based on everything that I'm reading, like he ain't coming back this year. All the Twitter doctors say, out for the year for whatever that's worth. And the language that all the insiders are using is out minimum of 3 months with this turf. I love how this is turf toe has now become like COVID-19. Like Brock Purdy's got one variant. Like Burrow's got another variant. We have like the Megatron variant and the Optimus Prime variant and whatever the hell variant's coming next. We got, you know what? Like, I don't know what's happening. Can RFK get on this? Can we make turf toe disappear again? Is there a vaccine for turf toe? For the variants of turf toe? It's going to be Joe Burrow's third season-ending injury, likely, in the last 5 years. 2020, the torn knee ligaments. 23, the wrist. And now 2025, turf toe. In the Bengals' win yesterday over the Jaguars. And credit to Jake Browning. Threw 3 interceptions in the game, but also threw 2 touchdowns. Had the rushing touchdown with under 20 seconds to play to win the game. We'll talk about the Jaguars. And for me, and I liked Cincinnati in the game, not sour grapes. The Jaguars handed that game to Cincinnati on an absolute silver platter. But this is now about the Cincinnati Bengals. And yes, like, this sucks for a million different reasons. It sucks in real life. Because Burrow is a tremendously fun player to watch. It sucks if you bet Cincinnati to achieve anything this year, and like, I don't really think they're very good, but they did start 2-0 for what it's worth. It sucks for fantasy football, like for Jamar Chase, and for T. Higgins, and for Chase Brown. It just sucks when one of the best quarterbacks in the league gets hurt and misses an extended period of time. So it's needed to say that. Like, no one wants this. It sucks. But now we have to turn the page because we have to accept reality. He's injured. Probably not coming back this year. And if he does, it's going to be the holiday season. So the question that everyone's asking today, and the Bengals still make the playoffs with Jake Browning, who is a good backup quarterback. He's a good backup quarterback. And the Bengals make the playoffs. Yes, at BetMGM, plus 170. No, minus 210. Maybe you want to make a contrarian case, you, the person watching, you, the person listening, that Browning can get the job done. I think he's like a quadruple A quarterback, better than the average backup, but worse than a decent starter. But he's far from terrible. Can he lead the Bengals to the postseason? You can think what you want. Here's what I think. I didn't like the Bengals to make the playoffs when Joe Burrow was the quarterback. I think it's an absolute miracle. And credit to them. And this is like, I don't want to say, it's not karma. It's just, isn't it ironic? You know what's like rain on your wedding day? When you finally start 2-0 after years of starting 0-2 or 1-1 or 1-2 and have these brutal Septembers. And now you play everyone in the preseason and you finally start 2-0 and now the quarterback's out. It's like rain. Like, it sucks for the Bengals. I didn't like Cincinnati with Burrow as the quarterback. I think the offensive line is average at best and probably worse. The defense is rotten. I don't like the head coach. I bet them to miss when I thought Burrow was playing 17 regular season games. Now he's out? And I'm going to like them to make the playoffs? It's not even an anti-Jake Browning thing. I think the team's no good. And that Burrow and Chase and Higgins were going to try to carry them to 9 wins. Carry them over 500. Let's be honest, right? And you don't take wins away. Wins are hard to come by. Trust me, I bet. I know. Should have lost to the Browns in week 1, right? We can all say that. They won, should not have won. The fact. 7 yards of total offense in the second half. Multiple interceptions that Joe Flacco threw off the hands of Browns receivers right into the hands of Cincinnati defensive backs. I have no idea how the Jaguars lost this game yesterday. A combo of Trevor Lawrence inaccuracies, Deami Brown can't catch the ball, and Brian Thomas Jr. has all of a sudden morphed into like some curtain-jerking jabroni. I have no idea. I don't know how this happened. They should be 0-2. But they're 2-0, and credit to them for that. But now, here's Jake Browning. And y'all pay homage to the man. And the man is Joe Burrow. And he's not there anymore. I would never bet this team to make the postseason. Never. Now, I'm not looking to lay no minus 210 price. I've already got a no price from before the year. But just in case anyone, like, what's Nick's opinion here? I didn't like them. With Burrow, I'm certainly not going to like them with Jake Browning. Also, like the defense is no good. Shamar Stewart's hurt. And we saw this yesterday. You know, Joe Burrow loves to run plays out of the shotgun. That's his thing. And the run game, as a result, with Chase Brown is not as effective as it probably could be because they're running basically everything out of the shotgun. But you live with that when Joe Burrow's your quarterback because that's how Burrow likes to operate. And he's so good. Now now they're going to be more of an under-center offense, more of like your traditional NFL offense, and it's run by Jake Browning with a substandard offensive line. The one fantasy implication that I think's interesting here, and it's not like you're going to sit T. Higgins and Jamar Chase like they're too good. In a 7-game sample, 7-plus game sample, T. Higgins has performed better than Jamar Chase in games started by Jake Browning. Just something to think about, especially as it concerns like when we bet props moving forward for these players. You bet on this Monday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Bengals this weekend will travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings. And it was announced today that after my Atlanta Falcons, oh, baby, what a bounce back from my Falcons last night. Smothered J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings offense. How about Terry Fontenot, Falcons GM, who's been an absolute clown for much of his tenure in Atlanta? I think he nailed the quarterback two drafts ago. And this draft class, James Pierce with the sack, Jalen Walker with the sack, Billy Bowman with the pick, Xavier Watts with the pick. All of a sudden, this Falcons defense not looking so bad. We'll talk about them a little later, but this is about the Minnesota Vikings. So J.J. McCarthy, it's announced by Kevin O'Connell today, has a high ankle sprain. Gonna miss 2 to 4 weeks. My guess is, since he's a quarterback, this will be closer to 2 than 4. That's my guess. I have no medical expertise. Just like quarterbacks are generally on the lower end of a high ankle sprain. But I think we can assume that he misses this week against Cincinnati. He's already been ruled out for the game, and then the Dublin game against Pittsburgh. Enter Carson Wentz. Now, remember what we said in the summer when Sam Howell was urinating down his leg in these preseason games and Brett Rippon was terrible. The Vikings got to do something behind J.J. McCarthy. Credit to them. They did. Because Carson Wentz now is going to have to play probably a couple games for the Vikings. Now, I don't think Carson Wentz is very good. And I know that's not a hot take. Here's what I do know. Kevin O'Connell is like the quarterback. He's not a quarterback whisperer. The guy's got a freaking megaphone. He's taken Nick Mullins to 400-yard games. Josh Dobbs off the street to big games. He's one of the best quarterback coaches in the modern era, it feels like. Is that an exaggeration? It's 14 wins with Sam Darnold last year? You don't think that Carson Wentz, with Kevin O'Connell coaching him, with Justin Jefferson, against the Bengals defense, can score some points? And on the flip side, because I'm a sicko, I remember a couple years ago, when Joe Burrow was out with the wrist injury, Jake Browning started a game, I believe it was on a Saturday, against the Vikings. Year one of Brian Flores' defense. Jake Browning, in that game, 29 of 42 for 324 yards, and the Bengals beat the Vikings in that game, 27-24. Now, it's year three of Flores in that defense, and everyone's got like a master's degree now, and they've got different players, and the Vikings defense better now than it was then. Browning's seen this before. And he has found success. This total has come down now, and I'm going to do a quick little refresh here on my BetMGM screen. The total for Bengals-Vikings is 41.5 and headed down. I love the over. Love the over. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. In hour two, we'll get to more injury news, including Jaden Daniels in Washington. But we'll start with a review of our bets in Survivor from the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.